The children stopped looking for the source of the voice for a moment and looked at one another, thinking of their friends Duncan and Isadora Quagmire. Duncan and Isadora were two triplets who, like the Baudelaires, had lost their parents, along with their brother Quigley, in a terrible fire. The Quagmires had fallen into Olaf's hands a couple of times, and had only recently escaped. But the Baudelaires did not know if they would see their friends ever again, or learn a secret that the triplets had discovered and written down in their notebooks. The secret concerned the initials VFD, but the only other clues that the Baudelaires had were a few pages from Duncan's and Isadora's notebooks, and the three siblings had scarcely found the time to look them over. Could volunteers fighting disease finally be the answer the children were searching for?
"No, we're not Lou," Violet called out. "We're three children, and we need to send a telegram."
"A telegram?" called the voice.
And as the children rounded another corner, they almost ran right into the man who was talking to them. He was very short, shorter than both Violet and Klaus, and looked like he hadn't slept or shaved in quite a long time. He was wearing two different shoes, each with a price tag, and several shirts and hats at once. He was so covered in merchandise that he almost looked like part of the store, except for his friendly smile and dirty fingernails.
"You're certainly not Lou," he said. "Lou is one chubby man, and you are three skinny children. What are you doing around here so early? It's dangerous around here, you know. I've heard that this morning's Daily Punctilio has a story about three murderers who were lurking around this very neighborhood, but I haven't read it yet."
"Newspaper stories aren't always accurate," Klaus said nervously.
The shopkeeper frowned.
"Nonsense," he said. "The Daily Punctilio wouldn't print things that aren't true. If the newspaper says somebody is a murderer, then they are a murderer, and that's the end of it. Now, you say you wanted to send a telegram?"
"Yes," Violet said, "to Mr. Poe at Mulctuary Money Management in the city."
"Ooh, it'll cost quite a bit of money to send a telegram all the way to the city," the shopkeeper said,
and the Baudelaires looked at one another in dismay.
"We don't have any money with us," Klaus admitted. "We're three orphans, and the only money we have is being looked after by Mr. Poe, please, sir."
"Sauce,"
Sonny said. "My sister means it's an emergency situation," Violet explained. "And it is." The shopkeeper looked at them for a moment and then shrugged.
"If it's really an emergency situation," he said, "then I won't charge you. I never charge anything for things if they're really important. Volunteers fighting disease, for instance. Whenever they stop by, I give them gasoline for free, because they do such wonderful work."
"What exactly do they do?" Violet asked.
"They fight disease, of course," the shopkeeper replied. "VFD stop by here early each morning on their way to the hospital. Every day they devote themselves to cheering up patients, and I don't have the heart to charge them for anything."
"You're a very kind man," Klaus replied.
"Well, it's very kind of you to say so," the shopkeeper replied. "Now, the device for sending telegrams is over there, next to all those porcelain kittens. I'll help you."
"We can do it ourselves," Violet said. "I built one of those devices myself when I was 7, so I know how to connect the electronic circuit."
"And I've read 2 books about Morse code," Klaus said, "so I can translate our message into electronic signals."
"Help,"
Sunny said.
"What a talented group of children," the shopkeeper said with a smile. "Well, I'll leave you three alone. I hope that this Mr. Poe person can help you with your emergency situation."
"Thank you very much, sir," Violet said. "I hope so, too."
The shopkeeper gave the children a little wave and disappeared behind a display of potato peelers. And the Baudelaires looked at one another in excitement.
"Volunteers fighting disease," Klaus whispered to Violet. "Do you think we finally found the real meaning of VFD?
"Shack,"
Sunny said.
"Jacques did say something about working as a volunteer," Klaus agreed. If only we had a few moments to look over the pages from the Quagmire notebooks. They're still in my pocket.